You are listening to episode 20 of Deb and Courtney's Mixtape. Today we talk about cha-cha-cha changes, Deb gets judgy with it, and we revisit some old topics.
Coming at you from a brand new studio.
New studio.
Or a kitchen table.
New location.
New something. Complete with a tablecloth.
It's beautiful, yeah. By the way. No, yeah. Coasters, but obviously they're not necessary.
No coasters needed. I am Deb.
I'm Courtney.
And this is The Mixtape. Welcome.
Thank you for listening.
Wow, you can hear the echo in here. Can you hear it?
Hello.
Hello. Yes, we are in a new location.
Mm-hmm.
Not that it matters to you, because we're always in your heart. We just know that.
That's so nice one, Deb.
Thank you. Thank you for giving us that piece of your most intimate part of your body.
Tiger!
I don't know where I'm going.
I don't know the little piece of my heart now, baby.
So it's been a while again since we recorded, but we wanted to record another one because we know you want it. We do. It's almost like first one's free, little girl, and we just kind of left you hanging. So we didn't mean to do that. Mm-hmm. We want to be the guy on the corner. We want to be consistent.
We want to be in the van, in your neighborhood all the time.
Yep.
Will you help me find my puppy?
Yeah.
We're here.
Yeah. Well, you never know what's going to be under our coat, but we're here for you.
Speaking of what's under our coat.
Yes.
Regular listeners may be interested to know that I had another run in with the locker room shaver.
Oh my gosh.
The other day.
LaBouche. Shave a LaBouche.
LaBouche is on fire. Yeah. Shave a LaBouche. It was cool.
It wasn't cool at all.
I took a moment and checked myself before I wrecked myself.
If you haven't heard of this before, this is the ongoing story of the Bikram Yoga Shaver. This is a public. It's a women's locker room.
It's one big open shower area with six shower heads.
Yeah.
No partitions. No partitions in between.
Right. And I have witnessed this. Mm-hmm. And Courtney and I have talked about her specifically over and over again. And it happened recently.
It happened again this week.
And you had a moment where, why is no one else thinking this is weird?
I did. And I, so, because no, because other people were like, so, so, if you're not familiar with the story, this lady seems very nice. She's very open. She likes to share. She also likes to shave her bikini area, but strangely only her bikini area in the shared shower in the locker room. And she will do this while having conversations and making eye contact with you, which seems weird to me. But then Deb and I have had big discussions on but should it be weird?
Right.
Are we the ones that are weird?
Yeah.
And maybe that's true. But anyway, I just want to let you know. She was doing it again. She was talking about puppy training. I don't know.
Yeah. Are you sure that wasn't?
No, it was. It was not code. It was not a euphemism. She was actually talking. But it was cool. And I figured, you know what? She's not hurting me. It's weird. It's a little weird. But she's not hurting me. And other people are obviously having a conversation with her and not running away in horror.
Yeah.
So I did what I always do, which is keep my eyes on my own paper.
Yeah.
Scrub up, rinse off.
Get out of there.
Get the heck out.
Now, here's a question, and I've seen her do this probably two or three times.
Too many times,
yeah. A lot of people do, when they go into these public locker rooms, they have the flip-flops in their little bag. Mm-hmm. Does she do the flip-flops?
I will honestly tell you, I don't know. Anytime I have allowed myself to look over there to see what's happening, I have to tell you, I'm so confused and distracted that I couldn't tell you what else was going on.
Yeah. Yeah. And the reaction that we've gotten when we've told this story before is from listeners is that it's gross. But yet when we're in that situation, I think the problem is that no one else is reacting to it. Of course, it is a Bikram Yoga studio.
Things are a little more. What? That means it's crunchy?
It's no. I'm meaning that usually people who do yoga are a little more free with the
That's true.
I don't know. I don't want to say hygiene, but free with the sharing.
Just with the sharing.
Free
yeah.
with the sharing.
Sure,
and,
sure.
And yeah, it's, I mean, I think if you were to see that in a 24-hour fitness, mm-hmm. you wouldn't be seeing it in a 24-hour fitness
well, you
anymore.
Would, someone would go to the
someone
manager.
Someone would go to the manager. Yeah. I'm just saying that's situational. But the hard thing with for us, I think, is that why is this not an issue for other people?
Well, and it's odd to me that it's only that one area that she shaves. Because I'm like, that's yeah. the one area I would... I mean, I don't think I would shave in a shared locker room at all unless it was like, I'm working out before work. I'm going to wear a sleeveless top today. Let's hit those pits real quick. Like, whatever. But even that, I would always rather do that at home.
Yeah.
And so the fact that she consistently brings her razor and goes at it down there, but only she's not shaving her legs that I've seen. She's not shaving her armpits that I've seen.
No,
but only her Shia LaBouche.
And how do I say this? Because I don't want to make it sound like I've totally checked it out, but it's such a curiosity
ample.
Thing.
It's ample.
It's ample. It is a really, really long slice of pizza. Okay, can I say it that way? Almost like she's training it. It's like her own little topiary down there.
I we've talked about this before, and I want to be careful because of what I don't want to do is body shame anybody for their choices.
No, this is a hygiene thing.
It's just confusing. It's like if you want to shave. If you want to never shave.
Yeah.
It's literally no skin off my nose. It doesn't matter. But it is an odd choice that like because it seems like if you're into shaving that area you'd be into shaving more than just one section of the area. That's what's confusing. Anyway,
who knows. Okay, so that has happened again.
Yes,
but
so,
we've
update.
Had a lot of other things happen in our lives. We're going through a lot of changes.
Changes.
A lot of changes.
It's a whole new world.
It is,
like, not to get all Aladdin on people, but we are both going through a lot of changes right now.
Yes.
I myself am going to be starting a new job.
Yay!
Soon.
That's so exciting.
I'm excited about. And in doing so, I have left an old job, which is also, you know, it's just changes fun,
yes.
right? Well, not always.
Well.
But change is exciting.
It's
and
inevitable.
Necessary.
Yes.
And so I'm really looking forward to that. I will say I've had a few days off in between, and I will say... The sleeping. I mean, it wasn't every night. I had a very early morning airport drop off, which was kind of a drag. I've had some other stuff I've had to get up for. But like one day I slept until 10 a.m.
Wow.
It was amazing.
What time did you go to bed?
Slept for like almost 12 hours.
Wow.
That is unprecedented.
Wow.
Potentially unprecedented.
You've never slept 12 hours before?
I'm sure that I have. But like usually that means
past.
I'm like really freaking
drunk?
Sick. No. No, if I'm drunk, I'm getting up a lot because I have
You're
to go to the
sick.
Bathroom.
Yeah.
No, because I have to pee.
Oh, okay.
How
All right.
dare you? How dare you?
So you slept 12 hours.
Yeah, it was amazing.
You,
I highly recommend it. I know you do it like whenever. Also, I found out about this thing. I guess this is a thing and people do it. I've never done it, but I think it's called, let me see if I can pronounce it right.
I think it's called nap.
Nape?
Courtney.
Nap.
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 Nap. Yes.
Nap.
Oh. Nap.
I mean, I only did it.
Foreign concept.
I only did it the once. And
was
I
it in the afternoon.
It was in the afternoon. Yeah. It was because I had gotten up really early to go to the airport,
yeah.
and then I had some stuff to do, and then I eventually was like, I need to lie down.
Yeah.
And like, I slept for a little while. Now, when I woke up, I was extremely groggy, so I don't know that I would make it a habit. But it was pretty exciting that it was something that I could actually do.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
It was nice.
Did you wake up to any slobber down the chin or anything like that? Or?
Oh, always.
Yeah. That makes a really good one.
I promise you, when I eventually go on to the next level of existence, the cause of death is very likely to be drowned in her own sleep drool.
That reminds me of that Friends episode with the nap. It's Ross and is it Ross and Joey?
Yeah.
And that's just so great. And they just love. I know my husband and I have had naps like that before, where it's just like you just get in that right especially with somebody. Mm-hmm. I mean, a nap is great mm-hmm. regardless. But when you're with someone who you're comfortable with and you just find that right, just,
yeah.
oh, it's just, and the temperature's fine and everything's great. And you just, all of a sudden it's 2 hours later and you're yeah. like, yes.
It's hard to do as adults with the arms. Like somebody's always got an arm somewhere it's not.
I want to take my arm off.
Can I tell you, a lot of people have that feeling.
I really want the what do you call it? Like the
detachable
arm.
Yeah.
For the sake of the nap.
You know what I have found the secret to? I joke before that I've never napped, but I'm not a napper because I don't, my body doesn't lean towards it naturally. I don't respond to it well. I don't wake up well.
Yeah.
But I have found the key ingredient for an amazing nap is, An infant. A small
sure.
baby.
Yeah.
Like, I have had better naps holding babies, but like when you do the, I'm miming this because you can all see me, but when you do the hold where you've got their head is on your chest mm. and you've got a hand under
the bum,
like on the back and one under the bum and yeah. then kind of leaning back.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Forget it.
Yeah.
I've never slept harder.
Yeah.
So good.
Almost.
Rent a baby.
Almost enough reason to have one.
Rent a baby. Have a good nap. Return said baby unscathed. It's a win-win.
So when do you start this new employment?
Next week.
Yay.
It's going to be. I don't know what it's going to be, but I'm excited to start it.
It's going to be something different.
Yes.
And it's going to be something probably challenging. And mm-hmm. I hope anyway.
Yeah,
you
I
know.
Think so. At least at first anyway. For
yeah.
sure. And
yeah.
I think too, I will say, I mean, I got some stuff to say about my old job, which I will not do, which I will not do here, but buy me a drink. We'll talk.
Yeah.
But I think the big lesson I learned was I stayed there way too long.
Yeah.
Which is, I mean, staying somewhere a long time, if you are passionate about the product or you believe in the mission, is wonderful. But if you're just there because it's a job and that's where you've been for a while, I am challenging myself to, be more conscientious in the future about like changing things up, seeking out new horizons when things begin to get stale and not being afraid of change.
Yeah. Yeah.
So Deb, I'm not the only one with the changes
in
my life.
Yeah.
What's going on with you?
Me? well, we have relocated. Well,
the biggest
news for us, for me. And
you've been like,
what?
A lot of changes recently. So
like,
okay. So
well, I got my hair done.
Uh huh.
I've gained more weight.
Okay.
What is the deal with that?
Anyway.
But the good changes. I found a good hairstylist, so that was a good thing.
That
I got my
good.
Teeth cleaned.
Mm-hmm.
No cavities.
They look very pretty.
Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, and I am committing. I'm recommitting to flossing.
Yay!
Yeah,
people. Floss.
You kind of grossed out when I admitted that I don't really floss.
I won't say I grossed out.
Yeah, you kind of did.
Let me tell you.
I floss in public. I floss in the locker room.
That is gross.
Yeah.
No, you don't do that. No, I wasn't grossed out. What you may have read on my face as grossed out was actually a little bit of shock, but mostly concern, because your gums are important and I want you to have healthy teeth for as long as you can.
Yeah.
And it was not like oh my God, Deb is gross, she doesn't floss. It was like, oh no, Deb is gonna lose her teeth.
And that is I've known people
mm-hmm.
who it's gotten
oh, yeah.
so bad that we just gotta yank them and start over with some posts in your jaw.
People, I floss every day.
Yeah.
I floss every day.
Why do you floss every day?
Well, A of all, I got this weird little space in my tooth here. And if I, like, there's always stuff getting up in there. For reals.
Yeah.
There's, like, I don't know the last time I flossed and something didn't come out of there.
Yeah.
So that's it.
That's fun. It's like a treasure hunt.
It's pretty great.
Yeah.
But also, it's just better for you. And, like, when I started, this is the most exciting episode ever. I'll just say, we're spending 20 minutes talking about flossing. When I started flossing regularly, my checkups got much better. And the amount of pain I felt and bleeding when I did go to the dentist to get cleaned was diminished greatly. Noticeably.
I think other than the obvious things like eating right and exercising, I think flossing is probably really up there on the five things.
Yeah.
The easiest
sunscreen.
Thing. Like, it's one of the easiest things.
Yeah.
And the smallest time commitment thing you can do for your health overall.
Sure.
Because honestly, if your mouth ain't healthy, you ain't healthy. Of mm-hmm. course. So now that's coming from me, who isn't typically a flosser.
Do they call you Yuck Mouth?
They call me Yuck Mouth. cause I don't rush. Oh, I like my teeth like this. They
call me Yuck Mouth.
No, I won't brush. How's about a little kiss? I got roast beef in my teeth. Got
no, luckily the hygienist did not break out with Yuck Mouth, but she had her work cut out for her, that's for sure. Yeah.
Yuck Mouth.
Don't be a Yuck Mouth.
Don't.
Another nutritional message from the ABC Television Network.
Did you guys hear that?
Don't be a yuck mouth.
A yuck mouth.
Yeah. So I'd add that to my list of things that I've done lately.
All right, enough. Deb.
What is the big thing? The green card? Is the green card the big thing? The move?
It's
the green card.
You tell me. They're both pretty freaking huge.
The father-in-law visit from New Zealand?
I mean,
that's okay.
It's nice. It's not a big change. Deb,
we
moved.
We have moved.
She moved. She left me.
Well, we moved the Seattle area, and it's for the summer. Not quite sure what. We had an opportunity to house sit this summer for my brother, and which is where we're sitting right now.
It's gorgeous.
You drove up here, which
is fabulous.
Thank you for doing that.
Well, and I'm a fabulous person.
And I think both my husband and I are kind of looking at this as a transitional time to kind of think about where do we want to live? What do we want to do? Mm-hmm. We've been very fortunate that we can take this time to kind of and figure it out.
Absolutely.
So we're in the county. He likes the fact that he's really playing into this fact that he's living in the county and not city anymore. even though we are literally, we're like 4 minutes away from a Walmart.
I know. I got a text from him today about something about like, oh, I remember when I lived in the city. And I'm like, are you, what is happening right now?
It's.
I'm expecting when he gets home, I'm expecting him in coveralls and a cowboy hat.
Well, he's got.
I know.
He's
he
got
has both.
Both.
Is he wearing? Was he wearing both when you left him today?
No. I would not let him out of the house like that. No. So we're up in Whatcom County, my hometown area, and kind of relaxing into the summer.
Yeah.
That's the biggest news. Also, this past week, something that we've been working towards is getting our green card. We've talked
They're
about this
coming before. To America.
Today.
We're coming to America.
This is something that we've been really, I don't want to say we were nervous about it. We talked about this before on the show.
We talked about it. We talked about how you and Andy McDowell had so much in common.
So much in common. Yeah.
Even if you weren't nervous about, like, I mean, you didn't have a reason to be nervous about it.
No.
But it's a big stressful thing.
It is. Especially when you got a lawyer that you're paying a lot of money to go and make sure you have all this and this and this and this and this. So we finally went in on Wednesday and we had our one-on-one interview with, well, the two of us and her.
Yes.
And we ended up getting approved. Yay! So I'll go ahead and tell you that off the bat, which is really exciting. And not only did we get approved, but we walked away knowing that we were approved.
That's huge.
Which was We thought that maybe we were going to have
to
wait.
Like, we'll call you in a week or six.
Which would have sucked. Yeah. But when she pulled out a big, our file is like 3 inches wide, 3 inches thick. And she pulled out this stamp. And of course, you don't know what the stamp says until she puts it down on
Ka-chunk.
The piece of paper. And she lifts it up and I could see approved.
Yay!
Yeah. And she signed it off and she dated it. So now we have a 2-year green card, which... If everything goes well after that, they'll give us a longer one and da 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 da. But we probably won't have to go back in.
How
again.
Long is this process? Like forever? Like until one of you dies or you
Not
both
sure.
move?
Not sure. All we know is that we're good right now.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's so huge.
Yeah.
Okay. So now tell us everything about the interview. Did they separate you?
No.
They didn't?
We were not separated.
What?
We were not separated at all.
Movies lie.
We got a number, basically. Yeah. Our interview time was at 1:50. We went in, checked in, got a number, went upstairs into a very, very nice waiting area. It wasn't like the DMV at all. It was
good.
It was lovely.
Great. Good.
No Wi-Fi, however.
Oh, that's how they torture you.
Yeah. Waited a good over an hour for our names to be called. And in the meantime, we're seeing people go in and come out. And some of them are coming out with no smiles on their faces.
Oh.
Some of the the interviewees were coming out really nice and happy. And we were, oh, we want him or we want her.
Did anybody come out like crying
No one was crying.
Or like not looking at each other. Or in handcuffs.
No one was in handcuffs. And no one was crying. But there were definitely people who were happy coming out. So we got a lovely woman who brought us back and brought us into her office. It was her, clearly her office. It was right. All decorated with her stuff and wasn't what we were expecting at all. We were expecting to go into a room, maybe with some one-way mirrors or something.
Yeah.
She had all of our paperwork that we have submitted over the last year and all of the pictures and all of our tax returns and everything. So she's going through these papers and it's a lot of small talk, you know, a lot of like, I don't know. She told us about her daughter, mm-hmm. her 4-year-old daughter who had gone up.
Who
to...
probably doesn't exist. This is all a tactic.
Yeah. The one interesting, I think she was definitely trying to size us up. We didn't want to be too demonstrative with our affection because, sure. you know, we
didn't
want to
overplay your hand.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, and you guys aren't, I mean, you're affectionate, but you're not like making out in public anyway.
No,
usually. I don't know.
I think we're pretty appropriate with our PDA. But we didn't want to, like I said in the show before we talked about this, we didn't want to overthink it. We didn't want to create something that wasn't there because mm-hmm. we're solid and we're good. And this has been a 4-year relationship and, we just want to stay together in this country. That's all we want to do. So, that doesn't seem so hard, does it? It's just money and paperwork and more money.
This is when love is involved.
More waiting. She asked Robert at one point, do you cook? Which I thought was really interesting. I mm-hmm. think that was her way of maybe seeing how I would react to that question or how he, what he would answer. And of course he just told the truth. Like sometimes I do. And but Deb is usually the cook, the food preparer in our relationship. And then it got really serious. About 45 minutes into the interview, it got really serious.
Oh,
and
man.
She's like, okay, Robert. And she pulls out this sheet of paper. She's like asking him like these 20 questions that are like basically yes or no questions.
Yeah.
And this this is it. This is
does it. Deb floss?
No, it had nothing to do with me at all. None of these questions. Ooh. They were like serious questions. Like, do you intend to be a spy?
Whoa.
Yeah.
Now,
do you intend to be a spy?
What is the point of that question?
If I do, I'm a really bad one.
Like, yeah. Like, yeah. What is the point of that question?
No,
because
no idea.
I mean, I'm sure it's just to look at your reaction to the question. Like, to take that minute of like, blink, blink. What? Because what a stupid question. Because if you are, you're not going to say yes.
Yeah. You would be the worst spy in history if you said yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So do you intend to be a spy? What else?
Have
what
you
else?
Killed anyone?
And he goes, does manslaughter count?
What exactly do you mean by killed anyone?
When I left the scene, I don't know if he was dead.
Yeah.
Wow.
Have you ever participated in genocide?
What?
And this one was our favorite.
Wow.
Are you now or have you ever been a member of the Communist Party?
No, still?
Yes.
That's not a thing anymore.
Oh, it might be.
I mean, it's a thing, but like,
who knows?
You can be a communist now. Like, what?
I know. It's crazy.
Are you now or have you ever been a member of the Communist Party?
Yeah.
Did you ask what year this was?
Yeah.
Is that a test? Is that a test of like, do you know your American history?
Well,
right?
Yeah, that's a thing too. It's like you said, are these just the answers, or is she looking at how we react to these questions,
right.
or what? So there was a good 20 questions like that or so, and then she looked at our tax return. That seemed to be the big thing, and that was it.
And no was relationship it. Questions.
No
except for
relation,
the food.
Except for the cooking thing.
No sexy sex.
No,
stuff.
No toothbrush. No sexy sex.
Oh,
no, nothing like
good.
That. No.
Wow.
So we're good. We were very, very happy. We didn't know for sure if we were going to know that day.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Knowing that we were approved and being able to walk away, knowing that we were good for 2 years.
That's huge.
Yeah.
Did you celebrate that night? I don't want details. Did you celebrate? Did you
we
guys
signed up
like,
for the Communist Party.
Yay!
No.
Did you guys have a nice dinner at least? Did you just like crash?
No. We didn't celebrate. But we both since then, and that was two days ago, since then we kind of feel lighter. Like we both said, like you don't really know how heavy these things weigh on you.
Until they go.
Until they go.
Wow.
Like, like an old job.
Yeah.
Or like, yeah, applying for a green card status. It's just, so changes all around, good changes. Oh, and we're really excited about what this could mean for us. Yeah.
So now Deb and I are no longer in the same town most of the time. So we're going to see what that means for the podcast as far as technologically speaking. Courtney is a little inept when it comes to things that plug in.
I don't know if I'd say, well, in order to more set up
so,
stuff for it.
More so than Deb. So we may be doing this remotely for a while. I have a feeling this is not the last time we will be in the same room doing this together because, like, I got a car.
And you have family in this area. I do. You can always, two birds, one stone kind of thing.
Absolutely. Yeah. I love throwing stones at birds. Yeah. No, it's not true, PETA. It's not true. I don't do that ever. I like birds.
Do have a little more to talk about here before we say goodbye. I have a little more to talk about.
Deb says she has a thing. Won't tell me what it is.
I have a thing, and I'm really actually sad, Courtney. No. I'm sad. I'm disappointed. I'm hurt.
Deb, expose this disappointing thing to us.
That you didn't notice. You did not notice.
I didn't notice what? I did notice.
You did not notice. You did not notice my Fitbit.
Oh, excuse me.
I got a new Fitbit.
Excuse me. The hell I didn't.
You didn't say anything.
I didn't say anything because you sat down and we started yakking.
Okay.
And I noticed it when you held up your arm and I thought, Deb's got a Fitbit. I'm going to ask her about that when we're done recording.
Oh. Okay.
Rude.
I'm really not frustrated or sad or disappointed.
No, but now I'm
any
pissed.
Of those things that you know. Okay. All right.
I did notice and I thought it was very cute. It's purple, by the way.
It is purple.
It's really cute.
Yeah. So I just wanted to bring this up because earlier I said that I am not where I want to be health fitness wise. I'm probably in the worst. What's a positive way of saying that? I have a lot of potential. Where I'm sitting right now.
You have.
I'm not anywhere near where I have been in the past.
Opportunities for growth.
Yes.
Although not literally.
Yeah. No, because hopefully I've maxed those out.
And to be fair for listeners at home, Deb is sitting here and basically what she's saying is she feels like she's in the worst shape of her life, which BT Dubs, still pretty good.
Oh, well, thank you.
Still
for
pretty
that.
Good.
As you know, we've talked about these things over the 8 months or so that we've been doing these shows. Mm-hmm. I've tried a lot. I've done Weight Watchers. I've done yoga. I've done paleo. I've done the whole 30 thing, all of which do work.
Yeah.
But the thing is, you need to keep doing
them. You got
to
keep doing
them. Yeah. And through this whole change, move, green card mm-hmm. process, mm-hmm. everything, it's difficult to eat healthy
sure.
when you're moving when yep. you have a lot of other stuff going on. So I've just kind of been eating like shit.
Like whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. And kind of chalking it up to, unfortunately it's summertime and mm-hmm. there's beautiful weather.
Yeah.
And that means
ice cream,
little less clothes.
Yeah.
And, sure. And ice cream.
I see where you're going.
Yeah. It's not
hot.
Like you can't cover
it's
up
hot.
In
you
a
need
sweater.
A cool treat. Yeah. I'm just saying. But yeah, no, I feel you. You can't be wearing the bulky knits right now.
Yeah. So yesterday I'm sitting enjoying the afternoon sunshine and my husband comes home and he surprises me with a Fitbit.
Oh.
So he went and bought.
Wait for it. Good surprise? Bad surprise.
A wonderful surprise.
Okay.
Because he bought one for himself as
okay.
well.
Okay.
Yes.
So this is a
so
joint
this is
thing
a joint thing
that you're doing.
Yes.
And not like a hey, sister,
yeah.
maybe you could lose a few pounds. Here you go.
No, yeah, I understand how that could be misconstrued. However, I have told him that my desire to be more active, yeah. and we've talked about these wearables mm-hmm. that help you, and I've actually worn one before through Weight Watchers. Mm-hmm. I had an activity monitor that I loved
yeah.
when I was on that program. Left it in Hawaii.
Derps.
Ended up quitting Weight Watchers. yeah,
over the activity monitor, by the way.
That's it. I'm done. So yeah, and I loved seeing how active I was during the day and what things I could do to increase that.
Yeah.
I think incidental exercise and activity is really powerful. Mm-hmm. And when I look back on my life, when I've been the healthiest and thinnest, they're separate.
They are
healthiest
separate,
and thinnest.
But they can go together.
But they can
for
go together.
Some people.
Yes.
To a point.
I was walking everywhere. I didn't even own a car at the time. Sure, so it was lovely that he got these for us. And I appreciate the sentiment behind it and that he got one for himself. However,
here we go.
This might create unhealthy competition between us.
Wow, which is really weird because neither of you are at all competitive.
No, she says sarcastically.
Holy Moses.
This is going to be really interesting. I hopefully we can look at the bigger picture and not let it affect our new green card approved marriage. But we will keep you updated on that.
Holy Moses.
But these things are amazing.
Yeah.
We got the HR, the heart rate ones.
Okay.
Which is great.
I thought you meant human resources.
No. No.
I was like, what?
Well, you have to put in your race and age and on the sexual preference and everything. But other than that,
race.
I'm kidding. HR. No, just heart rate. And it monitors your sleep. You can even have caller ID on your iPhone. So it's
cool.
Bluetooth and all of that. So it's going to be really cool, I think. And I've already, this morning, went to the coffee shop, was wearing my Fitbit, obviously. And I intentionally parked
a
long way
further.
away. And, you know, I mean, sometimes I'm like, it doesn't matter. I just want to get in and get out. But it does. All that little stuff does add up.
Yeah.
So I'm really excited about the Fitbit.
That's cool. Important question.
Yeah.
What color is his Fitbit?
Black.
Oh, intriguing. Sleek. Slimming.
He got black.
Slimming.
He got me purple.
Slimming for his wrist.
Yeah. Yes. And at first he was like, oh, he got me purple. But I really like it.
It's
I think
really
it's going to be really, it's going to be great. And all kinds of data that you can get from these things.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
That all kinds of people can get from those things. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. I'm a little paranoid, so it's cool.
Oh, but would you not wear one of these? You can have everything on lockdown.
I've thought about it. I'm not opposed. What are you doing?
I double tap it and it's a watch.
It's very cute.
And then you tap it and it's your footsteps. I'm already at almost 2000 today. And you tap it again and there's your heart rate, 72. You tap it again and that's how I almost walked a mile today. And you tap it again and that's calories burned. And you tap it again, there's your steps. Okay, I only have one.
So
I'm like,
that is not
stairs.
Accurate.
Stairs.
Oh, flights.
Flights. Yes, flights.
Got it.
So there you go. So you would or wouldn't?
Here's a sidebar. I have not spoken specifically about where I worked in the past, and that was a conscious choice. But listening to you talk about your Fitbit, I'm just going to say, I thought I was done hearing people saying that they were going to tap it.
That's awesome.
Tap it and tap it and tap it.
That's awesome.
I also
I'm sorry.
Feel
sorry,
like,
not sorry.
I also feel like, on a second side note, I do feel
this
like
this does not morph into
I've
anything.
Probably had my last,
so you know,
hallway conversation about Cthulhu, and I feel okay about that.
Okay, good.
Okay about
good,
that.
Good.
I don't know if I would wear one or not. I'm intrigued by them. I think they're very cute, and now that you are wearing one, I will ask you all kinds of questions.
You should.
I will.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, this is day one, full day one, but it monitors your sleep and all everything. It's pretty cool.
I probably wouldn't. I don't like to have stuff on me when I sleep. I don't like jewelry on me when I sleep. One of our favorite shows that we used to watch together is about this old British couple, and like, she's always wearing all this jewelry to bed, and I'm like, lady, what are you doing?
Yeah,
like her watch and her necklaces, and I'm like, just take that shit off.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
So I don't think I would do the sleep thing, but I like when I've worn a step counter or a pedometer in the past, that's always fascinating to see what's what. And you're right, it does like amp you up to do more
because
you're like, oh well, I'm at 9,807. I can get 200 steps in the next 20 minutes.
Yeah,
before
no problem.
I sleep,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah. So I'm going to wear it as much as I possibly can.
Cool.
I'm hosting an event tonight that last year I remember at the end of the night my dogs were barking.
Whoa, whoa, whoa,
yeah,
whoa.
It's an auction. It's a local auction for arthritis. And at first I was like, well, I'm not going to wear it. And I thought, screw it, I'm going to wear it. I'm going to get credit for that stuff.
You
right?
should.
Conversely, tomorrow I also have an event.
You guys, I don't know if you knew this. Deb is a big freaking deal.
I am.
She's
I
a
am not.
Huge local celebrity.
I am not.
She's.
I am not
the Heidi Klum of Linden.
Oh my God!
And I mean that sincerely, because this weekend, what is she doing? What is she doing? She is judging Linden's Got Talent,
which is not surprising because Linden's just a bunch of judges anyway.
Linden. Oh,
I can say that because I grew up there. Come on, it's funny. No, I've been asked to be a judge for this talent competition, Lyndon's Got Talent, and I'm a little anxious about being the whole judge thing,
Yeah, yeah.
Like, because we have these score sheets that we need to fill out, mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. It's like everything, like from presents to on tune.
You're gonna break some dreams tonight, tomorrow. You're gonna break some dreams.
Well, I highly doubt anyone who wins Lyndon's Got Talent is going to. Well, I guess you never know.
You can't know that.
You never know. You never know. So I will let you know how it goes when we record next time. But it's going to be a pretty full day tomorrow. It's part of Raspberry Festival. So we do a afternoon competition.
Show.
And then it goes again at night. The people get asked back to come. It's like an audition during the day and then the show is at night.
Oh my gosh. Okay. That's what was going to be my question. What is it like too? But this, like, it's like.
You got to make it through.
Preliminaries.
Yes, exactly.
And finals.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
How many, you may not know.
No idea.
Oh, okay. Because I was going to say, how many make it through? Like, is it like you? There are 10 slots for the evening performance or something like that?
I would think that there would be 10, like, I'm not sure.
I hope it's not more than 10.
I know that would be a really long show, wouldn't it?
Oh my gosh.
So I'm excited. I was asked to do it last year. Couldn't do it. I was out of town. So we'll see how it goes tonight. Any advice?
What I want to know, what kind of talent do you think you are going to see?
Okay. Lyndon, maybe some clumping.
Okay.
Some wooden shoe action.
Yep. That'd be good.
It'd be great if there was some sort of dance compilation clumping/break.
We've talked about this before. I did a clogging routine to Belle Biv DeVoe's Poison back in the day. So maybe...
You could. Why don't you register?
I'm not from Lyndon, and my clogs have been hung up for a long time.
And I don't know if Belle Biv DeVoe is
allowed... I don't think that
would
play so well in Lyndon.
In Lyndon, no.
Are you going to see some juggling, maybe?
Maybe some juggling. Maybe some magic.
Oh, God.
Magic.
No,
magic.
I know. I'm like David Copperfield.
Not
style.
Tap that magic.
Okay.
No.
How about
if we go back to the heritage of the town?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe some stroopwafel assembly
or stroopwafel eating.
Stroopwafel eating.
Here's. I would really like for you to see a ventriloquist
in Lyndon.
Yeah, I don't
okay.
know why.
All
I
right.
Just. And I hope they're really good.
It'll be fun. I'm sure singing will be the overwhelming talent. What?
America. I think you're going to get some of that.
Okay. Some good patriotic mm-hmm. stuff. Yep. You know, but there could be some really non-traditional talents too, like maybe cow milking, raspberry picking.
Are those non-traditional? I feel like those are extremely traditional.
Extreme.
Butter churning.
Mm. Yep. Maybe some Moo Witch assembly.
I'm pulling for a really creepy ventriloquist act.
Yeah.
I'm pulling for that for you.
That would be
I want
fun.
That for you.
I'll let you know.
Yeah, you will.
So I'll give you the Lyndon's Got Talent, the LGT.
T. No B.
There's no B. No B in Lyndon.
No Q.
No Q, no B in Lyndon.
No B, no Q.
The LG.
No T, no shade. T. No B, no Q.
Talent update on the next podcast. It never fails. No matter what music we play, she's always dancing. I love it.
I bet you could find some music that I would not dance to.
I will take that challenge.
I don't know what it would be. It can't be Santana, I'll tell you that right now. If you, I've said this before, and I mean it sincerely, if you can stay stock still during, like, Black Magic Woman, or no, Oye Como Va. If you can stand stock still.
It's good stuff.
During Oye Como Va.
Yeah.
We just, like, we're never going to understand each other on a fundamental level.
Okay.
Like,
good
we can
to
be
know.
Polite.
Good to
we
know.
We can probably be friendly, but, like, we're just not going
to
get it.
I'm going to try and find some music that you will not dance to. I will take
it's
that
out
challenge.
There. It's out
yes.
there.
Yes. Meantime, way back when we were doing like a formula for this show, we had a thing called liner notes, where we would go over stuff that at one point we had talked about and we were either wrong, just dead wrong, mm-hmm. or mm-hmm. we needed more information mm-hmm. on or that type of thing. And I just want to revisit something that we talked about in the last episode, bat wings. We have not heard anything about bat wings.
I've noticed that we do have some listeners.
Yeah.
But they don't actually, like, typically reach out to us when we say, like, hey, ask us about this. Or
they don't.
Hey, da-da-da.
They're busy. You guys are busy.
You guys are busy. We understand. But if anyone has any thoughts on bat wings.
I know what they are.
And I know now.
And I have educated her. But I think the reason she's asking is she doesn't believe me. But more than one person has told her this.
That's true.
My husband verified this for you.
Yeah. Yeah. Just verbally. So not visually.
No, my God.
Not
no.
visually.
Not
no.
even oh, actually and not even for me. Yeah. Because, good. No. Anywho, speaking of liner notes. I did want to revisit something real quick. A couple episodes ago, I had a little bit of a rant about the Supergirl trailer and how she had her hair pulled back when she was, you know, secret identity assistant person. But when she was actually out, like, flying through the air and moving planes and stopping crime, her hair was just flying all over the place.
And perfect.
But you know that shit's gonna get all up in her mouth.
Yeah. That was your thing with it that you didn't like. Yeah.
So a few weeks ago, because it's been a while since we recorded.
Yes.
A few weeks ago, I had the opportunity to go see Jurassic World. And I have to tell you, okay, full disclosure, it was free. So I didn't pay for it. But I have to say, even as such, I had set my expectation bar fairly low.
Did you not like Jurassic Park?
I liked Jurassic Park, but it was a long time ago. And I'll be honest, I didn't see Jurassic Parks 2 or 3. So I had heard they'd gone significantly downhill. So I was like, well, whatever. But I had the opportunity to go. And I just was like, I'm just going to go and have fun because I have no investment in this, and I literally have no financial investment in this because I didn't pay for it.
Yeah.
It was really fun. Like, it was a good, for that type of film, it was very good. Right at the end, I was like, oh, you had me and you lost me.
Oh. You're not going to spoil that.
I'm not going to spoil it. Okay. I will tell you there are some dinosaurs and some things get eaten.
Okay.
Spoiler alert. Sorry, everybody.
I don't think that's a big spoiler. But
well, I don't know what people
for
know.
Heads up on that.
I don't know what people know what they don't know.
Sure.
Here's what I will say.
Yeah.
Chris Pratt is adorable. No spoiler alert needed there.
No.
Holla. Bryce Dallas Howard, who, by the way, I have some sort of myopia on. It is nearly impossible for me to tell her apart from Jessica Chastain unless they are on the same screen next to each other at the same time. That, like, for two-thirds of the movie, I was like, oh, Jessica Chastain is, like, really running. And then I was like, wait a minute. Is that Bryce Dallas Howard? I have no idea. It is Bryce Dallas Howard.
Okay.
Progeny of Opie Cunningham, a.k.a. Ron Howard. Anyway, Bryce Dallas Howard spends a lot of time running through the jungle at top speed from dinosaurs. Okay, and throughout the course of the film, her hair goes from, like, perfectly straight to, like, a little crazy, a little wavy. Her outfit goes from, you know, immaculate to, like, ripped and torn and
she's
sweaty.
Running through the jungle.
I'll tell you what doesn't come off, and that is her 4-inch heels.
Oh, no, she's got heels on.
She's got heels on, and it's even addressed in the script because he says something like, you're not gonna be able to keep up with me in these shoes, and she's like, we'll see.
Wow. She's got heels on through the whole movie,
through the entire movie.
Wow.
And it was something a lot of people around me
are they wedges?
No,
they're heels.
They're like stilettos.
Whoa.
Well, they're not stilettos, but they're heels. They're not wedges. They're not, this is not a chunky heel.
Yeah,
for those who care about such things, this is not a chunky heel. This is not even like those 40s style shoes with like the little bit of the thicker heel.
Yeah.
This is like a fucking, like, it's not,
it's like a spike.
It's not a single white female Steven Weber gets it in the eye.
Yeah.
Oh, spoiler alert there. Sorry, that movie's 25 years old. But it is not a stiletto, like, you know, murder someone with it spike, but it is a slim heel, and it is at least 4 inches.
Wow.
I mean, it's serious. And this woman is running top speed, so I do have to call bullshit on that quite a bit. It is funny because my husband...
Well, she would aerate the whole jungle.
And I think she did.
Yeah.
And maybe that's what... Maybe that helped. I don't know.
Yeah.
But my husband and several other people all said, like, I thought we were going to have a Romancing the Stone moment there where he was going to, like, cut off the heels of the shoe.
Yeah.
And then I, of course, am always like, well, you know, that's not really going to work because it's going to mess with your arch and the shoe's still going to be crazy. Yeah. You know, it's not, yeah. doesn't just become a flat.
You're the realist of the group. Yeah.
I'm just saying.
It doesn't work that way.
I'm telling you. No. Science. Anyway, other than not being able to suspend my disbelief of someone running through a jungle from dinosaurs at top speed in heels for an entire day.
Yeah. It was good.
It was fun.
Yeah.
I would recommend it if you're looking for something like silly and unbelievable to go see.
Thank you, Courtney, for that review of Jurassic World. Yes.
You're all very welcome.
Yes. We appreciate that so much. Yes. Thank you. Thank you. So that is our most recent episode of Mixtape. Thanks for joining us.
Subtitled The Ramblings of Mad Women.
Who are going through changes.
Changes.
Not that one.
No, the other ones.
Although I was really sweaty the other night in the middle of the night.
We're going to go through them eventually, but not yet.
Not yet. Nope.
Well, that can be part of the discussion on episode 21.
Yeah, where you also want to talk about
Lady Business.
Yeah.
Lady Business.
So join us, won't you? We'd love to hear from you. DevandCourtney'sMixtape@gmail.com or find us on Facebook.
Book of Faces. Hey, we have 4 reviews now on iTunes.
Awesome.
So thank you, the 4. If we get more, maybe we can actually get out there in the public view. But
yeah.
I don't know. Whatever. We're just doing this for funsies.
And fun it is.
See ya.
Bye.